Baba Basra, Daf Pei Zayin, Amud Beis, page 87, side B. Vosnan, but didn't we learn in Trumas? Perik Yud Aleph Mishnah Ches, that one who pours wine or oil of Truma from one pitcher to another pitcher, so that he needs to drip from the first pitchers an additional 3 drops, and then he is permitted to fill it up with chulin, with regular stuff, and even after he dripped it, did the drops, hirkino, he tilts the first pitcher, umitza, and then it collected that was stuck still to the walls of the keli of the vessel, harizoi truma, then that is truma, and it's not chulin. So what do we see from here? That what is gathered from what was left over in the first keli does not belong to the owner of the keli, but it belongs to the owner of the oil and the wine that were in the vessel before, that is to truma. And not like we learned in our Mishnah that the mitsui, what's gathered in afterwards, belongs to the seller, which is the owner of the measuring vessel, and not from the buyer, who is the owner of the oil and the wine that were in the vessel before it got emptied. Omar Lei, Yitzchak Bar Adini said to Rabbi Elazar, Ha'itmar Allah. But didn't we already learn about this Mishnah? Omar Rabbi Abo. Rabbi Abo said that this halacha that we learned, that if he tilts it and it's gathered a little bit that's left over on the wall, that it belongs to the seller, Mishum Yeush Ba'alim Naguba. That his reason is because the buyer gives up his rights and his makes it hefker, whatever is left over in the measuring vessel, because it's a trouble for him to have to sit and wait until everything will be gathered in the last drop, and that's why it belongs to the seller. But this does not apply to truma, because that remains truma, and that is prohibited to zarim, to those who are not kohanim. So we learned in our Mishnah that the storekeeper does not have to, is not obligated to do the 3 drops, etc. So there was a question to them, the people in the Beis Medrash. They were wondering whether the words of Rabbi Yehuda Reishakoyi, that his words are on the first part of the Mishnah, which we learned that he's obligated to make 3 drops, Bilakula, and his view is more lenient than the opinion of the Tanakhama, that also if the seller is not a storekeeper, he is free when it comes Erev Shabbos at nighttime. Aydilma Seifakoi, or perhaps his words were said on the Seifa, that we learned that the storekeeper does not have to drip him the 3 drops. And his view is v'l'chumra, and his view is more stringent than the opinion of the first Tana, that even a chenveni is potter only on Erev Shabbos towards evening, but on the weekday he'll also be chayiv. So the Gemara resolves this, Toshma, I'll bring you a proof that this is on the Sefer, and he's trying to be more strict. The Tanya, because we learned in Abraisa, Rabbi Yehuda says, Erev Shabbos im chashecha, chenveni potter, that an Erev Shabbos as night falls, before night falls, the storekeeper is exempt from doing the drops. Mipnei shechenveni torut, because that's the time that the storekeeper is preoccupied, and the chachomim did not obligate him to do the 3 drops. So, here we see beferish that Rabbi Yehuda exempts the storekeeper only on Erev Shabbos than with Chashecha, and he's more stringent than the Tanakhama. The next Mishnah. Chenveni shemosar lekotn shemen. Okay, a storekeeper that has given over to a minor either oil or money so that he should bring them to his father, and the miner wasn't careful and he damaged them. Is the storekeeper chayiv? Shalayach has been one who sends his son who is a miner Eitzel chenveni towards the storekeeper. Ufundyein biyodei, and he has a pundyein, a coin, which is worth 2 isarim in his hand. So that the storekeeper should give to him oil in the value of the iser, and he should give him back an iser. Umadadloi biiser. And the storekeeper measured for him the value of an iser shemen, of oil, benosin loy, and he gave him, so the storekeeper gave to the son the oil. So benosin loy, so iser, so he gave him the oil, and he also gave him the change, he gave him the iser. He gave him the punjin, which is 2 isarim, and he gave him back 1 isar, and he gave him the oil for an isar. Then what happens? Shavar es atzloichis. So the ben goes and breaks the pitcher that has the oil, and the oil is lost. The ibed es isar, and he also loses the isar that the storekeeper gave him. So chenveni chayiv. The chenveni is obligated to play for the pitcher and the oil and for the isar. Rabbi Yehuda Poiter, Rabbi Yehuda exempts the storekeeper because Shamanos came Shlochay. Because on this condition, the father sent the child so that the storekeeper should give him the oil and the iser, and the responsibility of the chenveni does not fall upon him because that he did what the purchaser asked him to do. Umaydim Chachomim Rabbi Yehuda. And the Chachamim will also agree to Rabbi Yehuda, this man, shatzloichis biyad atinek, that in the time that the chenveni, the storekeeper, did not take the pitcher from the child into his hand, but it remained, the pitcher remains, the child always holds the pitcher with which the father sent him to go collect the oil, always remained in the hands of the child, biyad atinek. Umo dat chenveni l'soicho, and the storekeeper measured into it, shechenveni poter, so then that the storekeeper is exempt from paying for the pitcher, but he is chayiv for the money to pay for the oil and the iser that the child lost. So the Gemara asks, Bish loima, we can understand the argument from Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda b'Iser v'Shemen with regards to the Iser and the oil that the storekeeper gave to the child. B'hopligi, this is what they're arguing. Rabbonon holds loy due shadri, that the father sent the son only to tell the chenveni that he needs oil, and he should send him the oil and the change of the iser in somebody who's reliable. And the father never intended that the storekeeper should be irresponsible to send it with the child. And therefore, the chenveni is chayv. But Rabbi Yehuda sover, Rabbi Yehuda holds, l'shadur l'shadrei, when the father sends the son, it is in order that the storekeeper should send in the child's hand the iser and the oil, and therefore the chenveni isn't chayv because he did what the father wanted. But elo shavar tzloichis, but with regards to the fact that the son broke the pitcher, so we don't understand why is the chenveni obligated according to the Rabbonon. Avedo midasi, this is something which is lost with the knowledge of its owners. It's like hefker, because since the father himself is the one that gave over the pitcher to the child, that who doesn't know how to guard it, so just like he gave him over a empty pitcher, so he also agrees that the storekeeper should give him the pitcher if it's empty. It's only the iser, the coin, and the oil he wants that the storekeeper should send with another responsible person. The Gemara answers, Omer Rav Hoshaya, says Rav Hoshaya, Hocha Bival Habayis Moicher Tzloichiyos Askinon. We're talking about a situation that the father is a seller of Tzloichis. And he agrees to sell this Tzloichis to the store owner if he wants to purchase it. And the storekeeper took the pitcher from the hands of the son to inspect it, to see if it's complete and he wants to buy it or not. And afterward he gave it back to the son, Vikid Shemuel, and this follows the opinion of Shmuel the Rabbon, and that said that he has to pay for the tzloichis, for the pitcher, hold, like Shmuel. No, but Shmuel, because Shmuel says in the Dorim Lamed Aleph Amar Aleph, Hanoitel Kalimen Umen Amnaz Levakre, one who takes a pitcher, a vessel from the craftsman in order to inspect it, and to check it out if he wants to buy it or not, and then there's something, an accident happens in his hand, that it falls from his hand and it broke. And they had already established the price in the beginning for the object, then chayiv, then he's obligated to pay. The one who's looking to buy it is obligated to pay. Because since they decided a price, the purchaser has made up his mind to buy it. And from the time that he raises it, he's already obligated in his responsibility. And he is not exempt until he gives it back to the hands of the owner. So also over here is talking about that they had agreed on the price for the pitcher. And therefore, when the storekeeper raised it, he was kainit, and he's obligated in its responsibility. Because it's likely that he will find that it is whole, and therefore he is not exempt until he gives it back to the hands of the owner. And when he goes and he gives it back to the child, it's like as if he's throwing it into destroying it. And Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you're exempt, it doesn't hold like Shmuel. So the Gemara asks, Lema de Shmuel Tanoi? So therefore we need to say, if so, that the halacha of Shmuel is a disagreement of Tanoim, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like him. So the Gemara says, we can explain another explanation in the opinion of the Rabbanan. El Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, the Amri Tarvayu. But the Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, both of them say, Hocho b'chenveni moichert tzloichis askina. We're talking about the storekeeper who is selling these pitchers. And it's not talking about the situation where the father gave a pitcher in the hands of the son. He just gave him money to buy from the storekeeper a pitcher with oil. And the storekeeper gave over a pitcher with the oil to the hands of the son. And therefore, this is not considered an Aveda Midas, a knowing Aveda. And Rabbi Yehuda follows his reasoning. Rabbi Yehuda goes after his view, that he holds that a father sent his son so that the storekeeper should give him those things. And therefore, the storekeeper is exempt also for the pitcher. The Rabbanan l'taymayu, and the Rabbanan followed their reasoning. They hold that the father sent the son only to tell the chenveni that he needs oil, but not that he should give it to him. And therefore, the storekeeper, the chenveni, will also be chayiv to pay for the pitcher. So, what I ask you, hachi eima seifa. If so, look in the seifa. It says, "Moedim chachomim Rabbi Yehuda bizman shatzloiches biyad latinek." That the Chacham will agree to Rabbi Yehuda that if the pitcher is in the hand of the child the whole time, so that the Chenveni measures directly into the pitcher that's in his hand, so that the storekeeper will be potter because he never had its luchas. But didn't you just say that according to the Rabbanon, the father just sent the child only to let the chenveni know that he needs oil, but not that he should put it in the hand of the child. So why should the chenveni be potter if he placed the pitcher in the hands of the child, and then he fills it up in his hands. Because it's mashma that when it says he biyazman shatzloch biyadatinik, meaning that he gave it to him and he put it in his hand. But as the Gemara said before, he didn't sell him what a tzloich is, because he never wanted him to put it in there. The tzloich is, the seller is the one that has the tzloich is, and he gave it to him. So the Gemara gives another explanation. El Abaye Bar Ovin, Bar Abaye Bar Ovin, Rab Chanina Bar Ovin, Amrit Abayu. Abaye and Rab Chanina Bar Ovin, they both say, not talking about a situation that the father sells these pictures and not the storekeeper sells the pictures. But rather, we're dealing with here a special picture that is designated to measure with it. That's what the standing picture, what it's doing.